February 28, always growing. But the path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day. Proverbs chapter 4, verse 18. At infinite cost, provision has been made that man shall reach the perfection of Christian character. Those who have been privileged to hear the truth and have been impressed by the Holy Spirit to receive the Holy Scriptures as the voice of God have no excuse for becoming dwarfs in the religious life. By exercising the ability which God has given, they are to be daily learning and daily receiving spiritual fervor and power which have been provided for every true believer. If we would be growing plants in the Lord's garden, we must have a constant supply of spiritual life and earnestness. Growth will then be seen in the faith and knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. There is no halfway house where we may throw off responsibility and rest by the way. We are to keep advancing heavenward, developing a solid religious character. The measure of the Holy Spirit we receive will be proportioned to the measure of our desire and the faith exercised for it, and the use we shall make of the light and knowledge that shall be given to us. We shall be entrusted with the Holy Spirit according to our capacity to receive and our ability to impart it to others. Christ says, "Everyone that asketh, receiveth, and he that seeketh, findeth." Luke chapter 11, verse 10. He who truly seeks for the precious grace of Christ will be sure not to be disappointed. This promise has been given to us by Him who will not deceive us. It is not stated as a maxim or a theory, but as a fact, as a law of the divine government. We can be assured that we shall receive the Holy Spirit if we individually try the experiment of testing God's Word. God is true, His order is perfect. He that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh it shall be opened. Verse 10. Light and truth will shine forth according to the desire of the soul. Oh, that all would hunger and thirst after righteousness, that they might be filled. Review and Herald, May 5, 1896.